know what time it is. It's 8 a.m., people. It's time to turn up the volume. Welcome to Squawk Box Radio, the place where nothing real happens, and I'm starting to care what you think about that. Today in the news, couple injured in quest for water, inexplicably went uphill. Tight end returns after colon surgery. Do not resuscitate orders put people at greater risk of death. Babies to blame for population growth. We seriously can't get better news than that. I'm your host, STDJ, the DJ that will not go away, even if you take medication. Today, our guest is still Travis Clark. Welcome back, Travis.
I need to get my own parking place soon.
Did you drive?
No, I walked.
I'm sure that our producer could pick you up. He doesn't do anything anyways.
Hey, Bill.
It's okay. I like walking. I'm used to it.
Well, we will get ready to begin right after these messages, so start calling now and get your questions in.
Need a new car? Ready for an upgrade? Then come to Mechanics Delight. You name it, we've got it, from pickups to cars and four-wheelers to work trucks. We've got the best and only deals in town. You won't believe these prices. Come on down and let's make a deal. Williams Mechanics Delight, your only place to get a ride. Tax fees and pin costs may apply.
Do you like watching a channel where no one knows what's going on? Where variety is all over the place because I'd rather be a little weird than all boring? Then tune in to Bone13's channel, where after you show up and stay a while, you will be more confused about life and gameplay. Come in and sit down, relax, and yell at your screen because Bone is going to do something wrong. Bone may actually do something right or funny, but it's not guaranteed.
We are back. The weather may or may not be good in your area, but with Travis here, I'm sure that we will at least put a smile on your face. Let's go to the phones. Caller, you're on the air. Come on, seriously? Caller, you're on the air.
Yes, when did Travis and Becky start dating?
Good question, caller. Travis, how about it?
I can tell that story.
Hang on, caller. Our producer will speak to you and gather your information because you have won a prize. You've won a brand new car! Joking! You want a bumper sticker to put on your old car, so hang on.
Loser.
So, Travis, we already know how you two met, but let's hear how you two hooked up. We know that Becky is a wild woman, so this ought to be good.
We started dating in high school, sophomore year. I was a big thing in school. I was already playing varsity football and baseball.
Let me guess, you were the quarterback and a pitcher, and she was a cheerleader. I can picture it now. Go, Travis, go! Go deep! Put it right down the middle! Hit that sweet spot!
No, that's not right at all. I played linebacker in football, and I was the center fielder in baseball. And she was the school yearbook photographer.
Well, there goes my fantasy then. But then again, being a photographer...
You have a weird mind.
You're just now noticing this?
Okay, so we have Travis as the star linebacker and center fielder, and Becky is the photographer. I can't wait to hear this. Take it away, Travis.
Like I said, it was sophomore year. Everyone was at the football game. The crowd was loud, the lights were on, and it was game time. We were down in the game. The coach calls me over.
Travis, hook nine, leads. Travis, that quarterback would look better on the ground.
You got it, coach. I ran back onto the field.
Okay, boys, need to stop right here. Hawk 9, blitz, lock up that receiver, Chad.
You got it. You just do your magic and put that sucker down.
All right, everyone knows what to do. Break.
With that, we all got into our positions, and once the center snapped a ball, I saw an opening and took off after the quarterback. He started to scramble and took off near the sideline. I was right behind him. When I caught up to him, I drove my shoulder into his back and drove him out of bounds. But also right onto Becky, who could not get out of the way. She took the force of two men smashing into her.
Oh man, that is not what I was expecting to hear.
After the play was done, I got next to her and said,
Becky, you okay?
Did we win?
Becky, you just got trucked. Are you okay?
I think I'm okay.
With that, she tried to stand and fell into my arms.
I don't feel so good.
Just relax. With that, she threw up all over the front of me and passed out.
Oh, this story is so good. Please, more, more. We've got to have more.
I safely guided her back to the grass where the medical team was there now.
Is she going to be okay?
She will be fine. We got her. But you might want to change your jersey.
Travis, hurry up and go change. We need you on the field.
I ran back to the locker room and grabbed another jersey, and without even thinking, threw the other in my locker. I ran back out onto the field and finished the game. We ended up winning that game, and afterwards, I looked for Becky to see where she might have been. I saw the medics and asked,
"What happened to Becky?"
She was fine. Her parents picked her up. Gave her a really good shiner.
Knowing this now, I ran back to the locker room to change, but then I realized my mistake of throwing my puke-covered jersey in the locker. All my clothes smelled of puke. I removed my pads and carefully put them in my locker while putting all of my other clothes in a bag. I added my sliding shorts, the jersey I was wearing, and my cleats, and took off to Becky's place to see if there was anything I could do.
I know a few things you should have done. A shower and clean clothes just to start. Maybe some mouthwash?
There was no time for that. When I got to her house, I thought to myself, what do I even say?
Hi, I'm Travis, the guy who plowed you.
That probably would have been better than what I said. I got there, knocked on the door, and when it opened, she was standing there.
Holy crap, Becky, you're a lucky girl. With that many bruises, somebody would think you fell under a truck.
Thanks, Travis.
I'm so sorry, Becky. Are you okay? I feel so bad. If there's anything I can do, please.
Well, I sprained my wrist. How good are you at taking photographs?
I have no idea. Never took photos, really.
Well, tomorrow we are going to find out.
Deal. I'll see you tomorrow then.
With that, I turned away and began to walk home.
Nice shorts. But don't wear those tomorrow.
Up until now, I forgot there was a hole in the back. I felt embarrassed, but I still smiled.
Yeah, right. Sorry about that.
Don't worry. I'll make a man out of you yet.
Whoa, what a day. You got puked on and you just showed Becky your butt cheek. What more could happen to you?
I went home and Jackson was packing to go to college.
Hey, little brother. How'd the game go?
Jackson was oblivious to what I was wearing.
We won.
Nice. Maybe you can keep it up so Mom and Dad don't have to pay for college like they are with me.
That's a long time away. Maybe I won't go, or maybe I'll go to community college. That way I can stay around here.
Why would you want to stay? I can't wait to leave this place.
That's you, though. Like I said, I have a couple of years left to decide.
If I were you, I'd leave.
You'll be back.
Not if I can help it.
When are you heading out?
Tomorrow morning, first thing.
I have plans tomorrow morning, so I guess this is goodbye then.
Yep.
Nice and sentimental, Jackson. You'll be fine in college.
I'm just looking to ruin my part of the world.
Good night, Jackson. Good luck.
With that, I went to my room and went to bed. When I woke, the house was empty. Mom, Dad, Jackson, and Hunter were all gone. There was a note on the table.
There's leftovers in the fridge. Clean your room. We will be back later tonight.
Well, looks like I'm by myself. I better hurry and get over to Becky's.
When I got there, she was already outside waiting. The swelling had gone down a bit, but she had bruises all over. I knew she felt like crap.
About time you got here. I've been waiting for 5 minutes.
One thing I learned about Becky was that she was never late. She didn't like it when others were late.
Can she train some women on that? Man, I've waited hours for women to get ready sometimes. But I have to admit, most of the time, it was worth the wait.
I'm sorry, I didn't know we agreed on a time. I thought I said morning only.
Well, morning is almost done, so you are late. Come on, we got work to do. Here's the camera. We are going to practice taking photographs today. That way you'll be snapping good photographs in no time.
You sure you want me to do this? I'm not, as you would say, artistic.
Everyone can be. They just choose not to be. We will start with something simple. Take that tree over there. What do you see?
A tree?
Look closer. Look through the trees.
I don't have x-ray vision. How can I see through a tree? With that, she got really close to me. I could feel her breathe.
Let me help you. Hold the camera like you're taking a photo. What is it focusing on?
She was so close to me, it was like I could feel her heart pump the blood through her veins. A tree?
Take it out of focus and tell me what you see.
Okay, hold on. I was getting nervous. What was she looking at? Then I saw it. I see the morning dew, the mist rising in the air, and I see a deer grazing on grass on the hillside.
There you go. Sometimes you have to look past the big object in the way to see the beauty behind it.
I stared through the lens for minutes, watching the world I'd never seen before. Then I felt a hand grab mine.
Come on. We got more to take.
Okay. It was all I could mutter. We walked to a creek down the road. She took off her shoes and walked in.
Come on.
Where are we going?
You'll see.
We crossed the creek, put our shoes back on, and walked into a meadow that was full of flowers and butterflies. I didn't even know this place existed. It was so beautiful.
And you grabbed her and passionately kissed her right, expressing your undying longing to be with her.
No, but that did turn out later to be our spot.
You see, beauty is all around us. Every living thing is beautiful, if you look at it right.
There's so much I didn't know about you.
There is so much that you are now just understanding.
What should I take a picture of first?
Follow your heart. Let the camera be your eyes.
What if I don't have a heart?
Even Frankenstein had a heart, Travis.
With that, I started to look around. Should I take a photo of the flowers, the butterflies? I couldn't decide. But then I saw it. I lifted up the camera and took my shot.
Did you take one?
Yes, I did.
Let me see.
With that, she got up and walked over to me, and with the strap still around my neck, she grabbed the camera and looked and saw my picture.
Travis, I don't know what to think about this one.
I followed your instructions. Did I do it wrong? I'm sorry, Becky. I'll take it.
Shut up, Travis. You did exactly what I said.
With that, she looked up at me, stared right into my eyes, got on her tippy toes, and planted a kiss on my lips. I froze. I didn't know how to react. I swear, my heart skipped a beat.
Come on. I want to show you something.
She took my hand again and we walked through the meadow. She never let go of my hand. We didn't talk. I think we were both trying to figure out what to say. We got up to a hill.
Travis, this is my special spot. I've never taken anyone here before.
You could see half of the farms in the area here. It was weird looking down on everything.
Do you like it?
I froze. I didn't want to disappoint her. Then I felt a squeeze on my hand, forgetting that I was still holding hers.
It's okay, Travis. Let it out.
I love it. With that, she squeezed my hand more, and I looked down and saw something I never saw before. I saw my future. Becky, I think...
I know. I feel it too.
For the first time, I remembered. I squeezed her hand back and she looked up at me and smiled. I leaned in closer and kissed her. After what felt like a long time, we broke our embrace.
Becky, does this mean that...
Yes, it does. Don't go screwing it up.
We walked back towards our home and she took the camera back from me.
Smile, Travis.
What are you doing?
Remembering.
I hope I don't break it.
Shut up. Want to see it?
I guess.
With that, I walked towards her and looked at the camera. She kissed my cheek before I could say anything. I didn't get to see it.
You will.
Years later, those pictures that we took that day were on our walls in our bedroom.
Believe it or not, she took a really good picture.
Wow, that story did not go the way I thought it was going to go.
There is more to that story, though.
Travis, I hate to do this to you, but we're going to have to pick this up again on Monday. Can you be here?
Yes, I will be here.
We will pick up this story again then. I feel there is something major coming.
There is.
No spoilers now. Okay, maybe a little spoiler. No. Becky is the tease, not you. I want to thank you, Travis, for coming in. We will continue this next week. Let's go to DJ Pulp, and he will talk about his fantastic world of cardboard.
Who cares about cardboard?